For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
Julie Hartman here, discussing Donald Trump's interview published this morning in Time magazine about various issues and what he plans to do if and when he's reelected in November. And we've been talking about his position, as articulated in this article, about Israel. And as is always the case with Donald Trump, many different factions of people in this country say that they know affirmatively what Donald Trump thinks and believes and would do. And that doesn't always accord with what Donald Trump says he thinks and believes and will do. So we have a contingent of Americans who say that Donald Trump would never criticize Israel, would never criticize Netanyahu, and is in the pocket of Netanyahu, that they're best friends. And then here we see in this Time magazine article, as we were discussing in the last segment, Donald Trump says that he had a bad experience with Netanyahu. He says that Netanyahu has been rightfully criticized for what happened on October 7th. And he even said in this interview, reading from him, he said that Israel has done a bad job of public relations. He says, quote, "I think that Israel has done one thing very badly, public relations. I don't think that the IDF or any other group should be sending out pictures every night of buildings falling down and being bombed with possibly people in those buildings every single night, which is what they do." Now, I'm sure those of you listening, again, have a lot of opinions on this, as do I. But the point is to show that what many people say about Donald Trump and the way that many of them reduce his beliefs to an affirmative statement doesn't accord with what he says. But at the same time, as he is criticizing Netanyahu and criticizing, as he says, public relations with Israel, he also has made it very clear that he will protect Israel. Again, reading a direct quote here, he says, "I will protect Israel." And he talks about how he has been the most pro-Israel president in American history, which is undoubtedly true. Americans don't like nuance in general, and they especially don't like nuance when it comes to President Trump. But in my view, he is a lot more nuanced than anybody gives him any kind of credit for. So that's his position on Israel, which everyone should be aware of, whether you agree or disagree with it. Here's another really important part of his Time magazine article, and then I'm going to go to a call. If you have opinions on this, comments, I'd be very eager to hear them. 1-8-PRAGER-776, 1-8-PRAGER-776. We've talked about abortion. We've talked about what he has said about Israel. Here's another important part. The Time magazine journalist was asking President Trump if he would go after President Biden and his family, if he would appoint a special counsel to investigate the Biden family, and if he would, in the words of the Time magazine reporter, try to, quote, hurt Biden. So I want to pause for a moment and have us all think about what the average American, or at least the average American who doesn't support Donald Trump, would think about how Donald Trump would answer that question. And then let's look at how he actually answered the question. So when he was asked if he would appoint a special prosecutor to go after Biden, President Trump answered, quote, "Well, it depends on what happens with the Supreme Court. A president should have immunity. That includes Biden," he says. "If they ruled that they don't have immunity, Biden would probably be prosecuted for 20 different acts," he says. But that is really important, that Donald Trump is saying that not only does he want the Supreme Court to rule on the immunity issue for his own sake so that he enjoys presidential immunity, but he's saying if the Supreme Court rules that way, it will include Biden, and it should. Again, quote, "A president should have immunity, and that includes Biden." Very different than what most Americans would think that he would answer to that question. And then when the reporter asked him if he plans on hurting Biden. Get a load of this one. Here's what Trump says. Quote, no, I don't. I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to do anything having to do with that. I wouldn't want to hurt Biden. I'm not looking to hurt Biden. I wouldn't want to hurt him. I have too much respect for the office. We should count how many times in those three or four sentences he says that he doesn't want to hurt Biden. And let me ask you, will the mainstream media highlight this? Credit for Time Magazine for doing the interview. But how much attention will these statements get? Back in a moment.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.